60 teachers are in Florida today waiting for the launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour. Two decades ago, all of these teachers competed for a seat on a space shuttle mission. In the end, NASA picked Krista McAuliffe. She died in the Challenger accident in 1986. Today, if all goes as planned, a second teacher from that group is finally going up in space. And the teachers have all returned to Florida to see Barbara Morgan take off. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
On Monday evening, the ballroom at the Cocoa Beach Holiday Inn was filled with people with gray hair. They looked much older than their pictures on the wall from the 1980s. It felt like a high school reunion. And it was a reunion of the teachers who longed to go into space.
What a chance for an ultimate field trip. Who wouldn't apply for that?
Pat Palazzolo was a teacher in Clairton, Pennsylvania, back in 1984, when NASA announced it would send a teacher into orbit.
When we got the applications, however, and they were something like 15 pages long, all essay questions, I put mine aside and I kept waiting and waiting until one of my seventh graders at the time said, Mrs. P, you really want this, don't you?
She really did want it. So did more than 10,000 other teachers who wrote all those essays. NASA picked 114 people, two from each state and various territories. These teachers were all brought to a big meeting in Washington, D.C. Robert Forrester, a teacher from West Lafayette, Indiana, says it was an amazing experience.
I've kidded with some people, maybe that was the first reality show they could have put on TV. We were competing for a very high-profile prize of getting a chance to ride on the space shuttle.
But it was a friendly competition. After all, the teachers had so much in common. They were crazy about space and kids. Everyone became close. And Forrester says that friendship has lasted.
One of the bigger surprises is just how familiar we are with each other. After 20 years, when we got together as a group, it was as if we had just met last weekend. And so it's been exciting to know that many people felt that strongly and emotionally about it.
One reason, of course, is that the group shared a tragedy. Many of these teachers came here in 1986 to watch their friend Krista McAuliffe take off in Challenger. Kathleen Beers says they sat in the VIP stands close to the launch pad. She had been talking to McAuliffe's parents just before the launch. She says there are no words to describe seeing the explosion.
But at the end of the day, I would have been ready to fly on the shuttle the next day. I think it was all of us would have shared that sentiment.
Now, one of the teachers is getting her chance. Barbara Morgan was NASA's number two choice, Krista McAuliffe's backup. Morgan worked as a school teacher in Idaho, but in 1998, she became a full-time astronaut. This afternoon, she's scheduled to blast off in Endeavour. She's going on a mission to the International Space Station. For the teachers, it will be an enormous moment.
We were fearful that the teacher would never fly.
Judith Garcia was one of NASA's 10 finalists, so she got to know Krista McAuliffe and Barbara Morgan well. She says she once stayed with them at this very same beachside hotel.
And Krista wanted me to help her find little shells that had the little holes that were already in the tips of the shells, because her daughter Caroline, who was at the time 5 years old, loved to make shell necklaces.
There's a lot of memories like that now as she waits for Barbara Morgan's launch. Garcia says she's excited, but also has this kind of queasy feeling. She thinks it won't go away until the shuttle's mission is over and the astronauts are home.
But I just keep my positive thoughts going. And when I see that shuttle go up, no one's voice will be louder than mine saying, Godspeed, Barbara.
Endeavour is scheduled to launch today at 6:36 p.m. Eastern. The teachers will watch together by the water, where they'll have a clear view of the sky. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News, Cocoa Beach, Florida.